If you're getting tired of losing life's war, and you keep searching for something worth fighting for, well, God's got an army. We've been proved and tried. So come on over to the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. We march through the fire, but the fire won't burn. We march through the water, but old Pharaoh won't learn. Then we march through the lion's den, and old Daniel replied, these lions can't hurt me, 'cause I'm on the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. If you're getting tired of losing life's war, and you keep searching for something worth fighting for, well, God's got an army. We've been proved and tried. So come on over to the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over on the winning side. We march through the fire, but the fire won't burn. We march through the water, but old Pharaoh won't learn. Then we march through the lion's den, and old Daniel replied, these lions can't hurt me, 'cause I'm on the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. That song is pretty true, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting tired of losing life's war. I mentioned that Hutterite cult that we were in. At the end of the day, there's nothing there, you know? You get tired after a while, because all they were doing, they were promoting more of the same, you know? You went to church all your life, and all they were doing, these people in the pulpit, they were promoting community living. Well, that's not where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the winning side. And we kept searching for something worth fighting for. Like, then we finally found something that's worth fighting for, the message for your day. Just that simple. Mm-hmm. Well, God's got an army. We found that army.
Uh-huh.
And it's proven and tried down through centuries. It's always been the message for your day. It's not that hijacked the Christianity. Satan hijacked Christianity back in after the Apostle Paul and the early apostles. They went to sleep, and Satan came in with his Antichrist and hijacked it. That they used these bishops, and by the time 325 rolled around, he hijacked that complete Acts 2:30 complete Christianity. Hijacked it, and that was the birth of the Catholic Church. And for thousands of years, in the Dark Ages, Satan was ruling and reigning with his diabolical, counterfeit, hijacked Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And the Catholic Church said, if you're not a Catholic, the only salvation is in the Catholic Church. And then at 325 come around, and then the Hutterite, they adopted that same prototype, that same program. And that Hutterite thing is just first-class communism. That's all it is. It's hijacked Christianity. That's what it is. God came along with a program to just shall live by faith. And here they implemented exactly the opposite. It was works, you know. Yeah. You have to live in a community. You have to wear a dress code. A certain really highly holy kind of try to holy living kind of thing. You got to live. If you care for your brother, you bring him in the fold. That's all diabolic, hijacked Christianity. Been doing like that for 500 years. And we believed it too. I believed it. They told me that's the way to go. But then I found out it's not. I got started digging. I started listening to radio program, to other preachers. And that's a no-no in that colony. They don't want you to listen to other preachers. And eventually I found it. And eventually now what we're doing, we're dragging things back into reality. Because the mystery of iniquity. It's all it is. It's a mystery out there. Then we come and expose it for what it is. We tell people, these people in the pulpit, they're nothing but agents of Satan. It has evolved into that. It never started out like that. It started out good back in the days. And then throughout the ages, it evolved into synagogues of Satan, this church system. Mm-hmm. And we're just exposing it. And here, this is something worth fighting for. And then they dragged us through the fire, and they dragged us through the water, and they threw us into the lion's den, but they didn't affect us. We just kept going on, because now, what we're doing now, we're using the Word of God to tell us what to do, not these tubs in the pulpit. They're sent in by Satan. They're a bunch of antichrists, just like I say in that early church, like for you and I, everything is so black and white, cut and dried. You look back into history, and the best theologian, the best historian was Brother Jackson. He takes you back with such a clarity in what happened throughout the ages, what happened back in the early church. Like Paul went to sleep, Paul warned after our departure, a grievous wolf will come in, and then they came in, these antichrists. And like I say, by the time 325 rolled around, it's all under history, you know. All you got to do is know a little bit of your history. What happened at Nicaea and Rome, that the birth of the Catholic Church, they hijacked that Christianity. And then people believed that throughout the Dark Ages, they ruled with, if you didn't accept what the Catholic Church had for, they burned you at the stake. Mm-hmm. And the people, the real Christians, they had to go underground.
Right.
And you hide in the caves and the dens. You can read it over in Hebrews, what happened. Mm-hmm. And it's all, and then we happened to tap into it because we were tired of losing lives war, you know what I'm saying? We were fighting for something that was not worth fighting for. That other thing is not worth fighting for. It's just diabolical, satanic communism. That's all it is. And with a form of godliness, mm-hmm. a shine, you know? Mm-hmm. Just a form.
Just you could an tell appearance. It. Mm-hmm.
You could tell by the leaves, like that letter. The first thing they do, they want to, it's a family affair. They want their son and their next of kin up on the podium, you know? And same with that Paul from Rosebank, the Holy Circle. They really want everybody wants their family structure up there. Well, you can't read that nothing about the apostles. They had children too, but you can't read nothing about their children. It's whoever God chose to put up on the podium. And God, he wouldn't do that. He doesn't operate like that. And, that's the long and the short of it. Now, mm-hmm. Leonard, he's supposed to be the leader of that Hunterite thing. What does he do? He puts his family mm-hmm. right up on the podium. Because that's all it is, a family affair. Mm-hmm. And everybody had to just watch and grin and bear it. That's the same thing with that Rosebank, and that whole Holy Circle. If they got kids, they'd make sure they're up at the podium.
That's
not worth fighting for.
That's not the way Christianity works at all. That's an earthly kingdom that they established for themselves. That's Leonard's throne. Back in the Old Testament, he had all these kings, the king of Edom, and he had his throne. And that's the same way here. They have their throne that they sit on and they want to be worshipped.
Right,
you know, in the long and the short of it, they want to be worshipped. You know, that's how it is. It's just that simple.
And that J.K., when he was bishop, when he was the pope, he made a law that you have to ask permission from the bishop, from the preacher, to go visit your family. You know, just what he does, he just gives them power. They're drunk with power. Mm-hmm. And if you went in there without asking permission, they went ballistic. Because they wanted that worship.
Yeah, like
they want that honor. They want mm-hmm. that worship. And they, yikes. It's so satanic.
It's such a mess, you know. You just don't understand how people can still sit in that system and not be aware of what it's really about, you know. And you feel for these people.
Yeah, the leadership is corrupt. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to see who they are, go read Matthew 23, what Jesus' opinion is of them. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And then if you want to read Paul's opinion, Apostle Paul, what to God they were cut off. What to God they were dead. Then you still want to see what Brother Jackson said. They're not worth one clean bullet. Mm. That's the way they talk.
That's right.
And when we tell them that they're corrupt, they think we're crazy. Mm-hmm. It's because they got a black hat and a beard and talk very pious.
It wasn't like until the disciples were converted, when the Holy Spirit came down and they were converted, you know, they had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then they could understand a lot of the things that Jesus said. When Jesus said them at the time, they didn't quite understand because they thought they were the holy people. And it was so like, what are you saying? Oh, it was very strange to them. But once a person is converted, they can understand these words, you know, and things in the scripture, what these religious leaders really are, you know. It's they're just fleshly people that want to be worshipped.
Same old, same old. Mm-hmm. Little Leonard, he's not born again. Mm-hmm. He's a power-hungry man.
That's right.
Same with his dad was. All they want is power. Mm-hmm. That holy circle, all they ever wanted was that to sit at the hell. Well, now they're at the hell. Let's see what they come up with. Just one big mess. And we're just uncovering it. Mm-hmm. Not that we hate the guy. I told him one day, you know, if you ever get rid of your long coat and your beard and be ordinary, you could maybe sit down and have a coffee. We might have a good conversation. But you can't because he's full of that religiology, you know. You may wonder why I choose to live this way. And you may wonder how I make it through the day. Well, I found the answer when I fell down on my knee. I would rather live for him more than anything. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold. Than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay. But it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I've given him my everything, now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, or riches untold. Than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay. But it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I've given him my everything, now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and to lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than fame, wealth, or desire, more than all this world's attire, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Take my possessions, great and small, friends and family, you can take them all. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my child you've won. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world but lose my soul. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. If I can run and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my child you've won. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world but lose my soul. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. If I can run and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my child you've won. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. He gave den schmalende Lebensweg, den Jesus aufgegeben, den einzigen Weg, der sehr viel zum höheren, besseren Land. He gave den schmalende Lebensweg, Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. Ab jeden Untreibel, den Weg von dem geschrieben steht, das erst ein Tor nicht hier. Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. Wenn auch verlassen wir, so bin ich deiner nicht. Allein. Mein Jesus bleibt bei mir. Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. Ich geh
Schmal leben sei. Jeden schmalen Lebensweg, durch Trips allein und Not, durch Gottes Hilfe Grab und Grab, gehorsam bis zum Tod. Jeden schmalen Lebensweg, schmalen Lebensweg, jeden schmalen Lebensweg, getreut durch Spaten und bis Jesus mich ein Zuseher, wo mir dann wird der Lohn. Jeden schmalen Lebensweg, jeden schmalen Lebensweg. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Yeah, 103 years from now, that world is on fire. The judgment of the Lord. Mm-hmm. The planet will rock to and fro like a drunk man. And Ed Leonard, he can go and do their thing. And these other I preacher, they could go do their thing, because at the end of the day, they'll say to the mountains, fall on us. They're that group, the kings and the potentates and the leaders, these religious leaders. They'll have to say to the mountains, fall on us and hide us from him that's coming back, because there is no eternal life in that other system. I found that out. It's all hijacked by Satan throughout the centuries. Mm-hmm. We're seeing it enough here. Many enough times. That's all it is Roman Catholicism. The Roman Catholic Church, that's that Babylon system. The Babylon is falling now here in these last days of time, the last seven years, the week of Daniel. That's when Babylon is going to take 1 hour for that whole Roman Catholic infrastructure to become nothing.
Yeah, that's right. It's I listen to other people sometimes, what they have to say. You know, I sometimes will listen to what Ed Brenham House has to say, and it's amazing and true to form how true it is. Without the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother mm-hmm. Jackson, you will go down a dead end. Yeah. Like, he is waiting for that old Roman Empire to be resurrected. He's waiting for that Babylonian area that was used to be Babylon back in the day, around Kuwait. That was where old Babylon was situated. He's waiting for that to be resurrected there. See, and we come to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. You can never take away Brother Jackson from that ministry, because that angel continued to speak through Brother Jackson. And through that ministry, we were able to understand what that four beasts all contained, and how that Roman Empire evolved into that Holy Roman Empire that ecclesiastical system of Roman Catholicism. Mm-hmm. And I see that's the picture that they're totally blinded to, because like we always say, if you're not connected to the source, you are going to go down a dead-end road. It's all just that simple. If you don't connect to what God had for Laodicea and continuing on as the truth is marching on, you are going to go down a dead-end street. And that's what happens to a lot of these people. They don't have the complete picture. They'll have some aspects of it, but not the complete picture. Yeah. They will not be able to give you the whole counsel.
Amen to that. We just happen to, by God's grace, rich in mercy, happen to give you and I the understanding mm-hmm. of His Word, and mm-hmm. we're forever grateful.
Amen.
And just and never be grateful enough. And here we got the truth marching on, and everything we say makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We had to come to the ministry of that angel. It was really that angel that took the vocal cord of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson throughout that, and we found out exactly where we are in time. Plus, the Lord kept adding to it, gave us the revelation of Midnight Cry, and then we know exactly right to the day, October the 15th, 2021. That's when the countdown starts mm-hmm. for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
After the 7 years, right after that, the heavens will be open. And they'll see the Son of Man coming back with power and great glory. And then they'll see Him come, and they know they're guilty. They know they didn't listen to His truth.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they were just living for themselves. And then they'll say to the mountains, fall on us, because there's no escaping now.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say to the hills, cover us from Him that's coming back. The wrath of the Lamb, it's just up the road here in our lifetime. And all we're doing for the last 40 years, we're trying to warn people.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we have, say, and do, all our resources, everything that we ever work, is going in here trying to set up a website, trying to warn people of what's coming. And it's going right to the day as we moved on. The Lord just kept adding to it. Then, like I say, He gave us the revelation of the Midnight Cry of February the 28th, 1963, was the middle of Laodicea. We got it right down to the day, and then they gave us that Yom Kippur, and when that 70th week started, it started October the 15th, 2021, and you could take it to the bank, you could count 1,260 days to the middle, and then once you hit the middle, it's 42 months, it's actually another 1,260 days to the end of it. Then that angel comes down, and then Jesus comes down, and the heavens open up, but there to see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. Like Jesus opens up the heavens, and all around the world, it could be a 24-hour process. As He comes down, they'll see Him coming, and every eye shall see Him, and every tongue will confess, but it'll be too late to confess, right?
Mm-hmm.
The time to confess Him is right now. Confess the truth. This here's the truth for your day. The fact that God sent the prophet and the chief apostle here in His closing days of time. And it's gonna happen anyway. These tubs at the pulpit, they can try to put them in the outs as much as they want. But at the end of the day is what's coming. End of the day, Jesus will come, and they'll say to the rocks, fall on us, and to the mountains, cover us from Him that's coming back. And then God eventually, there's 30 days for the day of the Lord. It's exactly mapped out. And then there's 45 days where God resurrects all these Old Testament, all this, everybody's going to be resurrected. That's going to be part of that first resurrection. The wicked is seeing the ground till after the millennium. And everything is going to happen. That's going to happen for 45 days. And then He separates the goats and the sheep. And then Jesus Christ sets up His 1,000-year millennial reign. See, you're never being taught that in these cults. They never tell you that. Like I said earlier, my uncle, he was put out because he believed in a 1,000-year reign of Christ. You dare not even mention it in that Hutterite compound about 1,000 years ruling of Christ. Well, see, that's our blessed hope. That's why we were fighting a war that wasn't worth fighting for. We were told a bunch of lies.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that out, and we started believing in a millennium, and then we started seeing things from the side of reality. We didn't allow ourselves to be brainwashed anymore. And then we, with the Lord, rich and mercy, has given us the full counsel of God. We get the whole picture here. And this here chapter is for people that have a concern about their eternal destiny. Believe you me, if you believe what we're saying, God's going to see to it that you're going to be there at that marriage supper of the Lamb, because that's what this is all about. We're just trying to pave a way for people that they can have an expected end. And the people that have hardened their hearts and they refuse to obey the Spirit of the living God, they will not have nothing to do with this end time truth. Well, that's going to be to their demise, because they're going to go out to hell and death. It's just that simple. We're just trying to warn people of what's coming, because we have the whole counsel of God. That's the way the Lord operated with it. He took us through 40 years of schooling, to school us properly, under the ministry of that angel through the lips of William Branham and Brother Jackson. And all we're doing, we're holding on to the fort. We're holding on to the truth that matters for the church age of Laodicea. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed his faithful light of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I want to show you something here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Just saw that, how important it is. What's been going on over the years, over the centuries. But here in this end time, it's the mystery of iniquity is going to be revealed. I'll just read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let no man deceive you by any means. We're talking about the day of the Lord, talking about the coming of the Lord. I'll start in verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, by our gathering together unto him. See, that's talking about this is talking about the rapture here. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by a spirit, nor by a word, nor by a letter, as from us, at that day of Christ is at hand. See what they did back then. Satan is all get his hands in. Mm-hmm. Wants to demolish everything, wants to hijack everything. And here he was trying to, what Apostle Paul was doing, he was telling people the truth, and then what these antichrists did, they used Paul's word and put their signature on, forged his signature, mm-hmm. because it says here, be ye not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, see, spirit of Satan, don't be troubled by it, mm-hmm. nor by word, nor by letter as from us, like I say, they forged his name, mm-hmm. and signed their name to it as if it was from the Apostle Paul. That's the way the devil does. Mm-hmm. A letter from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Paul laid it down exactly because he had a revelation. That no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And here in this end time, we got we're revealing the man of sin. The man of sin is the Pope. Everybody wants to know who the Antichrist is, who that man of sin is. Well, we tell them. We tell them that, who it is. It's the Pope of Rome. That's that man of sin. That's revealed by the son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God. And it's not only just the Pope. There's many Antichrists. All these people in the pulpit, they use the same mechanism as mm-hmm. that Pope does. See, mm-hmm. see, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is God. See, that letter from Delta, he opposes the truth, and he's doing the same thing that Pope does. He exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And that's all what these preachers, they want that glory, they want that worship, like you were saying earlier, and it, because it runs on the same carbon copy that the Catholic Church runs on, the same prototype, because it's all it is a hijacked Roman Catholic program. That's all it is. Who opposes and exalted himself of all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he is God. That's going to be the final one. That Pope, he wants to be worshipped. But he's got a lot of children, you know. He's got a lot of prostitutes. He's got a lot of harlots that have got the same program as he is, as he has. You can see it in these Hutterite colonies. That Hutterite colony is just a minor eclipse of what the Catholic Church is. Right. It runs on the same mechanism.
It does.
They got their Pope. They don't call him a Pope. They call him an Ältester. But see, it's all deception. It's all... but see, we're taking the reps up, because I'll read a little further here and I'll show you what's going on. Call God as a worship, so that he is God, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in this time. See, the Holy Spirit is holding back. And just when the Holy Spirit will be taken out, once that rapture happens, then the devil has full reign to this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And now you know what withholdeth, but the Holy Spirit is holding him back for such a time as God has allotted. And now he holdeth, that he might be revealed in this time. And here's the key. For the mystery of iniquity. See, it's all a mystery. To a lot of people, what we're saying here, it's a mystery. We're just opening up the mystery now. We're telling you, these people in these pulpits, these Billy Graham, and these Dresden and Prices, and these Jacob Hooters, and these are all just agents of Satan, bringing in something that's contrary to what Martin Luther taught. For it's a mystery. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now let it will let until he be taken out of the way. The Holy Spirit is holding it back. But once the Holy Spirit is gone, once that rapture happens, then it's open season. And then the devil has full control over the planet. And it's all being set up now. You wonder, what's with all these immigrants? I really got it aggravated when they bring in all these Arab immigrants and these terrorists and these Muslims into this country. But see, what God is doing, allow me to see it, what he's doing, he's setting everything up for the day of the Lord, for the day of God's judgment. God's wrath will be poured out. And these terrorists and these immigrants and these, they have no belief structure.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have no respect for law and order, and they just come in to terrorize and to, but see what, when, the Lord is just preparing the planet for that great day of the Lord. And whatever means he has, and that's what these immigrants are here for the day of the Lord to take over. For the mystery of iniquity that already work, only he who now let it will let until he be taken out of the way. And then, it all ends up with the Pope, but the Pope has a lot of children. You know, he's got a lot of people that operate exactly like he does. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. You wonder sometimes, how come the people don't believe us? Because God has given them a strong delusion that they'll believe a lie. Because the things that we're saying, they're 100% proven, accurate, by the scriptures. But see, what the people, they would rather believe a lie, because they refuse to accept the truth. So what God does, he sends them a delusion. A delusion is something that, once you're deluded, you can talk till you're blown in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You can convince that person otherwise. Mm-hmm. We've had him come through here. We try to tell that Randy that the earth is, he tries to tell us the earth is flat. But then nothing what we say and do will convince him otherwise, because he's delusion. God has sent him a strong delusion that he would rather believe a lie, and for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion. For what cause? Because they received not the love for the truth. When the truth was presented to them, they rejected it, and they rejected it, and they rejected it. And then eventually, God, what he does, for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they shall believe a lie. Like Tucker Carlson, you know, he believes a lie. Mm-hmm. He believes starts cursing the Jews, you know, and, mm-hmm. and he brings judgment on himself. Because it says, if you curse, I'll curse those that curse you. And he goes down the road alive thinking he's one. But something happened in his life that now he is going against God. Because simply God has sent them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but that pleasure in unrighteousness. It's just that simple. I didn't write the Bible, I'm just reading it.
That's right.
And the Lord has opened up the understanding of it here in this closing day of the time, that it's the final chapter for mankind. That's all we're doing. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks once again for another opportunity, Lord, to look into your word, to come together, Lord, to worship you and praise you and song and things like that. Lord, we just pray you'll just continue to use us for your honor and for your glory, Lord. We give you thanks that you've opened up throughout the years. You've given us the understanding of your word. You brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, the Church H messengers for the Church H of Laodicea. And all we're doing, Lord, we're holding on to the fort. We're holding on to the things that have been firmly established through the lips of that angel used the vocal cords of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. All we're doing, Lord, we're holding on to the fort. We just pray you'll take what you're saying, Lord, use it for your honor and for your glory, and just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, those that are meant for eternal life, Lord. We just pray you'll gift that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. And that's the bottom line here. Like once God sends you the illusion. See, we've been telling people the truth for, I don't know how many years now. Back in 1995, was in one of these Hutterite kangaroo courts. I told them exactly 100% the truth. I said, God sent the prophet. I said, your baptism of the devil. It was instituted by Nicaea Rome and hijacked. The proper baptism was Acts 2:38. Told them just in plain and simple, and they wouldn't even look at it. I begged and pleaded. I said, when you build a kitchen, what you do, you go all over the place looking for the best of the best. And here, something that has eternal value, something that's supposed to affect your children and your grandchildren, you won't even look at it. And they told me, you got till sundown to get out of here. And, but they were presented with it. And now what God's going to do now, they were presented with the truth, and they decided they don't want it. So what's going to do? God's going to send them a strong delusion that they believe that the Hutterite thing is it. When it's not. The Hutterite thing is just Roman Catholicism on steroids. Mm-hmm. You can go back and you can see what the Roman Catholic Church did in the Dark Ages. It's first-class communism, first-class socialism, and then Jakob Hutter and these Andreas Ehrenpreis and these holy people, what they did, they yanked the world back into communism again. But now they got the religious cloak on, and all that Hutterite thing, all it's ever been, was first-class communism and a form of godliness. That's all it is. It's a form of godliness. That's the long and the short of it. That's why we keep out and we're exposing it. Because the mystery of iniquity is being exposed, even in these closing days of time. And then we walk right through the dark ages, and we can tell what happened to these churches. They began to evolve into synagogues of Satan. And the finished product is back at the Revelation. He went back there, he says, come out of her, my people, because now it has evolved into a cage and a hole of every foul and hateful word. That's all what these Hutterite clubs, these Amish clubs, these society brethren, all they've become evolved into, synagogues of Satan. All they are is a cage and a hole of every foul and hateful word. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I didn't write the Bible. I'm just exposing it because here in this late time and time, the mystery of iniquity is being revealed through the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, and then the Lord gave us let us know about that midnight cry. And here we're saying everything we're saying is true. Exactly when you can do the counting after the 7 years run out, there will be the heavens open up, and exactly what that angel told the disciples back in the day, that same Jesus that you see coming, that you saw going up, he's coming back the same way as you've seen him go. And the heavens will unfold, and they'll see, every eye shall see him, and every tongue will have to confess that this is the Lord. But it'll be too late. They'll confess it too late, and then that's when the day of the Lord kicks in. The planet will run to and fro like a drunk man. Everything that's predicted in the Bible will happen just exactly. We could give you right down to the day, just a few short years from right now.
Mm-hmm.
You could take it to the bank.
That's right. And like when you will look at the mystery of iniquity, it says in German, denn es regt sich bereits das Geheimnis der Bosheit. When you translate it, for the mystery of wickedness is already rising. See, back in when Paul was writing this, he could already see that mystery of iniquity rising, you know, and coming about, you know, how the devil uses these things and religion. You can see that that's the mystery of iniquity. What you see out there with these religious organization, people think they're that's the way to heaven. Not too long ago, I was listening to this one lady. She it's some religious sect down in the States, I think in Ohio, and she did join this religious sect thinking that's the way to heaven.
Yeah.
And you feel so bad and so sad for those people. Your heart goes out to them that they, in their own righteousness, want to somehow get to heaven, and they think in those religious organizations that's the way to heaven, but that's the way to death, hell. Mm-hmm. And death, and they put themselves into that environment and be subject to the tyranny and the unfairness and the unrighteousness that goes on in those religious organizations, and your heart goes out to those people. And the same way with the Hutterites, you know, there's a lot of unrighteousness that goes on in there, because of when you try to exalt your family and your family is on that throne, and the other ones are just have to watch and see how they can do whatever they want, and everybody else has to be dealt with in a different manner. See, that's just not right. See, in it you see the mystery of iniquity. It's a mystery to people that, you know, they think that's the way to heaven, but in the same token, on the side of truth, it's not. It's from the devil. You know, has organized all these things to keep people in bondage. Mm-hmm. And it's very sad to see that these people put themselves into such an environment. Like when you're born and raised in that environment, then it's harder for a person to break free of it. You know, thinking they're going to find some religion that's going to do it for them, you know, that is sad. When it's all been done, on the cross of Calvary, you know, when Jesus purchased it all, he made an atonement. And here people put themselves into these organizations of religion thinking that's the way to heaven, when it's a lie. It's not true, and it breaks your heart to see what people have to go through, and they don't have to do that. They don't have to be in some religion in order to get to heaven. It's just a lie from Satan.
Yeah, they put their whole life into the arms of Satan.
Yes,
that's all.
Uh-huh.
That song, Steh frei Christinity. And there, the Satan is their bride. Satan is the one they get married to when they join these churches. Mm-hmm. And these religious organizations. Because right now it has evolved into, and he's closing these at the time, all that religious system has been infiltrated by Satan and by his demonic forces, because it says so. Come out of her, my people, because in there it's a cage and a hole of every foul and hateful word.
Mm-hmm.
It has evolved into that. Now Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he does with everything. Back in the garden, like I was telling you yesterday, God had a perfect planet a perfect environment, a perfect animal kingdom. And here Satan is sitting back, see how he can muddy it up, see how he can hijack it. And he did, and what he did, he hijacked that reproductive program that God gave Adam and Eve, an or, be fruitful and multiply. And then Satan comes in, and what he does, he introduces sex for pleasure back in the garden. That's what that whole problem was. And he, what he does, he takes what God has meant for good, and he takes it, and he steals it, and he hijacks it. And that's what he's done all throughout his 6,000 years of reign. But this 6,000 years of reign are running out here in 2-3 years from now. And there'll be no, off to hell he goes, where it's a good place for him. But we're trying to do, we're trying to uncover him and show exactly what he has been up to. Every time God does something, he goes in and he hijacks it. He hijacked it back in the garden, and then he went. When Jesus came at the day of Pentecost, Satan is sitting back. See how he can mess up the picture again. And he did it at Nicaea, Rome. He started right after Pentecost. Satan was already figuring out the plan, how he can destroy the Godhead, how he can destroy water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, how we can destroy and hijack that new bird. And 325, you roll around, you could go back, just punch in Nicaea, Rome, and you'll tell exactly how the devil has hoarded all these bishops together, and that they came together. Now, from now on, we finally got it, we got the picture right. From now on, we're going to destroy the water baptism in Jesus' name, Acts 2:38, and we'll bring in our own water baptism. Titus, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, a diabolical, satanic water baptism, and Titus, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, it's a hijacked water baptism stolen by Satan once again, just like he did back in the garden. And he's been busy for 6,000 years, he's been doing that, and then, like I keep saying, when at the Reformation in 1520, he did the same thing again when Martin Luther came, and the Reformation came, started coming, and he did just to live by faith. Here he comes with that, Jakob Hutter and these tugs, these Andreas here, these holy rulers, and these converted, so-called converted Roman Catholic priests. They came in, and they did exactly the same thing. They brought the church back into the Dark Ages with their community-style living. Now, talking yesterday about, see, you and I, we have all things in common here, but see, you got to have the belief structure. That what all the devil did, he took that all those that believed out, and he just lived all things common. The hard right, they live all things common, but they don't have the belief structure. Right. It says all those that believed in what? They believed in the truth for their day. You and I, we believe the truth for our day. That's why we have all things come, because we have a truth. We have an end time truth, a message of the church, shade of Laodicea. That's why you and I are blessed beyond measure, because the belief structure has to be right, and then and only then can you have all things common. If you do it the devil's way, you're going to just end up in a communistic, diabolical, communistic, socialistic system. That's what these cults have become. The Society of the Brethren, the Amish, all of this is a cult, a religious cult, without the belief structure. The belief structure and the church age of Laodicea is simply belief that God sent a prophet. It's just that simple. And if you have anything outside of that, it'll take you right to hell and death. And it'll all evolve into a communistic, socialistic system. That's all it does. We're just taking the reps off here in these closing days of time and telling people the truth of the matter.
That's right.
Just 100% the truth. You can take it or leave it. If you believe it, you'll end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb somehow. I don't know how all that works, but I do know one thing. It's an escape route. God, rich and merciful, has given mankind an escape route to get out of this hell that's just up the road here, through short years. Just that simple. We're just telling people the truth.
That's right. And then people look for highfalutin people to tell them something, from the Bible. And here God sent a little poor prophet, here on this planet, and confounded the wise, with what he was doing with his gift of discernment and healing ministry and all these things. It confounded those theologians, and that were so studied in the Bible, that God would choose to bring just a little man from the backwoods of Kentucky, and here he was telling people the truth, you know, and bringing out things from the Bible that was so hidden and it was a mystery to a lot of to us, and he was bringing it out, and that confounded the wise, you know. And it still does that today, that the theologians do not accept anything Brother Branham had to say, you know. And but that's how God does it. He gives it to babes such will learn, you know, and he confounds the wise in it all. And that's how he blinds them to his ways. Brother Branham always said, God hides himself in simplicity. And when you can really engulf yourself into that sentence, it's so beautiful how God can hide himself in simplicity. And it confounds the wise, and it still does. They can grope around with their idea of how things are going to be in the end time, and they can miss it by a mile and more.
That's why God said, behold, I'll send Elijah the prophet to do what? To do exactly what he's doing here in the church here to Laodicea. God sent their prophet, and you and I, we just happened to tap into it, and we just happened to be just so grateful that the Lord finally saw our earnestness, our seriousness, the desire of our heart, and he gave us the revelation that God sent a prophet. And from there we just went on. Now he's given you and I the mandate to hold on to the things that have been firmly established in the church age of Laodicea. And there's not enough devils in hell that's going to stop us. They try to throw everything at us to good. They try to break me down. They use my wife. They use my children to this day, trying to divert me, go back to their cult and their diabolical system of religion. And I saw through it. I saw what it's all about because I read the Bible all my life. Mm-hmm. And I began to see, all of a sudden, the Lord just took the wraps off it. God sent a prophet. And that's what we're promoting. We're letting people know what happened throughout the church, here to Laodicea. And if you accept it and believe what we're saying here, it'll take you to the marriage supper of the Lamb. If you don't, you're just going to be swept out to hell and death. It's just that simple. And it'll say, to the rocks fall of us and to the mountains cover us. Here in this generation, just a few short years, just up the road, it's all going to be fulfilled. And all we're doing, we're just telling people the truth for the matter. The truth for the day and hour we're living in. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just wanted to expound on that mystery of iniquity, Lord, how it has been at work, and that's that whole religious apparatus that you see out there, and it's laden with the blood of the martyrs, Lord, just like it says about Roman Catholicism. In her was found the blood of all the martyrs, and that's really what we will find with all those religious systems. It's they persecuted the Christian and chased them out and did everything they could to them, Lord. But we just pray, Lord, that you'll take these words and let them speak to the hearts of people, Lord. Give them a heart to understand your ways and your will, Lord. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.